Chapter 2 I went to my room and Grauben came with me. She packed my trunk for me. I was cross, as I didn't want to go to Iceland. Grauben gave me several good reasons to go. I was angry with her. A lot of equipment arrived at the house. It was all for going to the centre of the earth. I went to bed at 10 o'clock. I had many nightmares. I dreamed about falling into big canyons. I fell into bottomless pits. The professor dragged me into the bottomless pits. I woke up at 5 o'clock. I was very scared. I was still very tired. I went into the dining room. My uncle was sitting at the table. He was eating his breakfast. Grauben was sitting at the table too. I didn't eat anything because I was too scared to eat. I didn't say anything about my nightmares. A carriage came to take us to the station. It arrived at 5:30. My trunk was still upstairs. My uncle sent me to bring it down. He packed the carriage with all his luggage. "Hurry up, Axel! We'll miss the train," he said. I brought my trunk downstairs. Grauben said, "Goodbye, Professor." Grauben kissed my cheeks. She was crying. "Goodbye, Grauben," I said, and got on the carriage, which took us to the train station. We had a nice train journey. "Finally," my uncle shouted. The train stopped in Copenhagen. We got off the train. We went to the Phoenix Hotel in Bredgade. My uncle let me wash my face. Then he dragged me to the Museum of Northern Antiquities. Professor Thompson was in charge of the museum. It had lots of old stone weapons, goblets and jewels. We didn't tell Professor Thompson we were going to the centre of the earth. Professor Liedenbrock said, "We're going to Iceland to look around. Can you help us find a boat?" Professor Thompson helped us find a boat to Iceland. It was called the Valkyrie. It was going to Reykjavik. It was a 10-day journey. My uncle was seasick. He didn't get to talk to the captain about Iceland. We got to Reykjavik without any problems. We went to see the governor and the mayor. They agreed to help us. They took us to meet Mr. Friedrichsen. He was a science teacher. My uncle went to the library. He was looking for more writing by Arne Saknussemm. I explored Reykjavik. We stayed at Mr. Friedrichsen's house. My uncle told me, "Don't tell Mr. Friedrichsen what we're planning to do." We had dinner. Professor Liedenbrock and Mr. Friedrichsen spoke in Icelandic. I didn't join in. They talked about science and the library. "Your library doesn't have many books," said Professor Liedenbrock. "We have 8,000 volumes. They're all shared out. Everyone in Iceland knows how to read. We believe in reading books, not keeping them locked up. It can take years for a book to come back to the library," said Mr. Friedrichsen. "I was looking for any books by Arne Saknussemm," said my uncle. "He was a great man and a brilliant writer, but we don't have any of his books," said Mr. Friedrichsen. "Why not?" asked Professor Liedenbrock. "He was named as a heretic in 1573. They burned all of his books," said Mr. Friedrichsen. "I see. That makes sense. He probably wanted to hide his discoveries," said my uncle. "What are you doing here?" asked Mr. Friedrichsen. "We are here to look at the rocks. We're going to look at the volcano," said Professor Liedenbrock. "You'll have to go by land. You'll need a guide. I'll introduce you to one in the morning," said Mr. Friedrichsen. The guide was called Hans Bjelke. He was a hunter. He guided us to the volcano. He walked the whole way. They gave us 4 horses, 2 to ride and 2 to carry our luggage. Hans led us down the road. "He will be helpful when we go to the centre of the earth," my uncle said to me. We stayed at a farmer's house that night. The farmer held a feast for us. We slept on straw beds. The next day, we rode to the next town. We saw a leper by the roadside. Hans greeted him warmly. The leper was wearing old and torn clothes. He stayed away from us. We reached the town of Stapi. Hans took us to meet the rector of the town. The rector let us stay at the parsonage. He was also the blacksmith.